listeners. Janan here. Got a quick message for you guys. Our show, as you know, is rated explicit because every now and then we say some curse words. This episode in particular has quite a few curse words. So if you're hoping that your kids will just ignore them, they will definitely not. So that's your warning. There's cursing in this episode. And we don't mind it at all. Hope you enjoy. Bye.
Put on our PJs, build a blanket fort. Let's go inside, get cozy, comfortable. It's not a coincidence, it's a metaphor about how we come together and build our world. And when the convo ends, we break it down and begin again. Sit down, tune in, crank it. It's time to bring your own blanket. Blanket Ninjas.
Welcome to Season 3 of BYO Blanket, a yoga podcast where we get cozy, discuss interesting topics to uplift, inspire, and contribute. All of it inside a blanket fort. Before we start, Janan, you've got something to tell our listeners.
Go to BYOblanket.com and sign up to become a patron of the show. You get cool stuff mailed to you every month, and you're helping two little lesbians out. So go to BYOblanket.com, become a patron, and that is all, folks.
Thank you so much, Janan. Also, listeners, make sure you share us on social media, tell your friends about us, and rate us on iTunes, please.
Yeah,
and thank you.
Those things are free to do, so
takes like 2 seconds, maybe.
Yeah, why are you not doing it? Anyway, it's time to start the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome, everybody.
Maria, my wife, will you introduce our guest?
Yes, my wife. Our lovely guest, V, excited to have her on. I met her at the yoga studio, you know, back in the day where we could actually be places outside around people. I know. Yeah, Nana. We have Nana back here. She's a science teacher, which is so freaking cool. And she's also a yogi. Nana, hi. Welcome.
Welcome.
Hi.
You're a science teacher. I think that's so cool, by the way.
You know, and what's crazy is my background is in psychology, both of my degrees. But when I got into the teaching field, I was fired from a job. And then I saw this newspaper article that said, if you want a bonus, if you could get a bonus if you teach science. I'm like, oh, I get a bonus if I teach science? And that's what hooked me. And so I went through the process just so I can get a bonus to teach science, but I fell in love with it.
Cool.
So I am a passionate eighth grade science teacher. I just didn't go at it the purposeful way.
Yeah.
Well, I did. Money.
Well, yeah.
That's one purpose.
Money's a good thing. You've already sort of introduced yourself, yeah. Nana, but do tell our audience about yourself.
Okay. Well, my name is Nana Balfour, and I am, hard to describe sometimes. I'm a teacher, eighth grade science teacher. I'm also a yogi. I'm also a certified yoga instructor. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and I just love traveling and whatever fits my fancy. So if I feel like I want to go, let's say to Conroe, 10 minutes. In 10 minutes, I'm like, I want to go to Conroe. And then I just go. I don't put a lot of planning into some of my decisions.
Yeah, you are very spontaneous.
Very, very, very.
I just remember that, like, the last time I think last time I really talked to him was like you guys were in India right before shutdown started happening.
So listeners, me and Nana both went on a Live Alive adventure with Big Power Yoga's Adventure Company to India, and we were buddies because we had the same flight, and we just had the best time
same
on a super duper long flight over to India. We were in India 2 days, and then we got to come back together.
What an adventure, though.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I had jokes. Oh, and I'm also a comedian.
Oh, yeah.
You're hilarious. Yes.
Well, I had a long time ago, I used to think, I'm like, man, what if I've never seen a comedian that just shows up and just laugh the whole set. Like, laugh.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Do it.
Yeah.
And I used to practice my laughs. Like, I did it every day because I was trying to find that right laugh. And I just, you know, I had the, and the, and I had the snort. And I had the silent one.
Silent one's
my
favorite.
Just my curiosity about anything and everything. I used to think to myself, man, who wrote a book about how life is supposed to be? Because we're all mimicking one another, right? So I'm like, well, let's try to do it like this and see what happens. So that's pretty much me in a nutshell. Mm. I just have a lot of curiosity about certain things. Not certain things, all things.
Yeah.
And I just go with it.
We share that in sameness. Mm-hmm. Yogis together.
Yay.
So, Nana, you have a really great topic to talk about with us.
Yes. So, my topic today, this evening, is about remembrance. And I have to say, I struggled, I feel like, a decade in remembering who I am, right? Just because I've been watching everybody, pulling everybody's energy to the point where I literally forgot who I was. So I had to do a lot of soul searching just to remember. And I think it's so important that because we're in this space right now, Corona, that it's time to really start tapping into remember who you are, like truly remember. Because we forget, because of all the labels, because of all the emotions, because of this person says they don't like you, or this person dumps you, or a job is like, I let you go, or, oh my goodness, I just lost my apartment, or damn, I just lost my damn car. All these different things, experiences, good and bad, have literally shifted how you see yourself, especially shifted how I saw myself. So I think that's so important when it comes to remembering.
Remembering oneself. So listeners, a lot of times when our guests come to us with topics, me and Maria like research it like crazy and, you know, read books and read articles and come prepared to the call. But for this one, when Nana gave us the topic, I was simply intrigued to be in complete blank slate open book about this. It's weird. I feel like remembering oneself is actually, it's not looking outward, it's looking inward. And what then that means is I've got to be more and more ignorant. Maybe ignorant's not the right word, but remove layers. I'm actually not trying to put on knowledge. I'm trying to remove knowledge.
Right. Because with all of that that's on you, how do you truly know who you are? You're just looking at it by, oh, I'm this by this label and that label. But like truly who you are, you know? When I started with this yoga journey, it literally flipped my lid. Cause I'm like, oh my gosh. First I didn't want to do it. Cause I'm like, shit, I'm not as flexible as these women in here. then I was like, shit, I got a big boobs, big butt. Like, how am I supposed to get in a wheel? So I had like all of these misconceptions based on what I saw. So that's one layer, right? Then I started to do volunteer work and then started to get myself thrown into the yoga world. Not realizing all I'm doing is coming back to me. And the way I had to come back to me was to look at me and shit, who wanna look at you? Like, think about it. Have you ever sat there and be like, I really don't feel like fucking dealing with myself. So let me find distractions. And we find distractions every fucking day. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I got an example. So, And I laugh because it's so true. I had, I had like shitty weeks at school because we're teaching virtually, right? Shitty. So I'm being resistant. I'm not meeting any deadlines. I don't feel like doing shit. And I'm also the head of the science department. So I have all of these things that I need to do. And so then I get a glimpse of my body. And then I'm like, oh, this is why I don't have a boyfriend or not married and have a kid. Because my body shape is not perfection, right? Knowing that I have 7 things on my to-do list to do, like that's my purpose, I get a glimpse of my body and I'm like, oh yeah, this is the reason why. So I spent a whole Saturday throwing myself the best pity party to where I'm having headaches, I'm crying, I'm like, this, all of the above, I'm like, God, why me? And my birthday was the next day, right? So I'm doing all of this. I had applications I needed to fill out. I had lesson plans that I had to do, things I had to create. But because I did that, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm doing it again. I'm finding another distraction from taking me away from me.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm finding something else to not look at me for me, right? Because we're not our body, we're not our mind, we're divine, but we don't, for me, don't see it on those day-to-day activities.
Yep.
Because of bullshit, right? All the bullshit, you'd be like, damn, this person just got on my nerves, damn. And then you're so caught up in all of that, how do you go back to you?
Yep. Yeah, it's like, you know, if something's spinning, it creates inertia. Oh, mm-hmm. Science teacher, you totally know.
Oh my God.
I don't have to explain anything to you here.
Science teacher, teach us inertia.
So if I'm spinning, I'm going to get less and less in my center. I'm going to, like, me is going to get thrown out toward the edges more and more and more. Right. And then I'll be wondering, oh, why do I feel so, why do I feel so ungrounded or uncentered? And
right.
Yeah, it's suffering.
I had a 1-on-1 with my mentor at work, and I was like, listen, dude, I need to change my project. I don't like this. I don't like what I'm doing. I hate this. This sucks. Blah, blah, blah. And he just like looked at me. He smiled. He laughed a little. And he was like, Maria, you have a job. Things are tough. Like, what's important to you? And I was like, I mean, I like that I can provide for my family, make sure that my wife and I are okay.
Stability.
Yeah, I like the stability. I like the flexibility that work is providing us. Like, I like all these things. These things are important to me because they're giving me, you know, a life in these very weird times that not a lot of people actually have. Like, there's people that are actually struggling, and here I am complaining about something so stupid. And then I was like, okay, got it. Thank you. That's all I needed.
So would you say in that part of who you are is appreciation?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about remembering who we are. Yeah. And I know there's probably some listeners who are like, okay, well, then who are we?
Who am I?
Honestly, it's one of those things where you just have to, there's no answer, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
There's no answer. I can't say, oh, you're this. No, you're not. We're all spiritual beings, right? I always tell my students, we live on a planet. We have no idea what's on the other side of our solar system. We don't know where the ocean begins or ends, let alone the sky. So everything is possible. Anything and everything is possible. It's your perception, how you perceive things. So I can't sit here and just say, oh, I'm this type of person, I'm that. Nah, I'm only these type of things, but based on the experiences I've had. Granted, I've been called an asshole and a bitch. And, you know, or I've been called just an insensitive, da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, I'm all these things because I'm not appeasing you, or I'm not giving you what you want, right? But instead of you just accepting just my being, regardless, as long as I'm not trying to harm you, then you're just accepting how I am, what I am at that moment, because every moment changes. So if you're asking yourself, listeners, well, who am I? Well, that's a journey for you to figure out who you are when you let go of all those labels.
Yeah.
Because literally those labels is what dictate how you move in this world.
You know, I love that you said that like that. And it's making me think of, we've talked about this on the podcast before.
The paradox?
No, no. Well, kind of, I guess.
It is a paradox.
So the process of negation is a philosophical tool that which to figure some, like to get an answer to a really deep question, you use negation. So for example, remembering who you are, to do that, you've actually got to just forget who you're not. And that's it. And that's it though. And we can't even use like words to then be like, oh, well, I forgot who I'm not. So I am XYZ. That you can't really fill in that blank. It's this knowing beyond our human brains.
Yeah. And, right. I think that's where the paradox comes in, because regardless, we're using language that's all made up. And at the end of the day, they're all labels.
Right. So I told my mom heard me say fuck. And she's like, oh, that's a bad word. And I'm like, well, who said it was a bad word? Man has said it was a bad word. But I feel that word is like pepper to a dish. Right?
I think that's the name of the episode, by the way.
I agree.
But it's just crazy because, man, my creator, oh my gosh. So I love me some God. Love him or her. As I read the Bible and whatnot, there's something that it was in the Old Testament that I read that he commanded us to be great. He didn't say we are great. He commanded us to be great. And anything that's opposite of that greatness, it's like, what are you doing here? You're not doing what you're supposed to do. We're supposed to always be walking in greatness, not based on somebody saying you're great, but based on what you feel is goodness and great, right? So if you're getting up in the morning, you just like, man, I'm grateful that I got da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and you're able to put a smile on somebody's face, help somebody out, you feel good, the little things, right? That's what that can make you great.
Yeah.
You're doing something great versus whining about shit. I mean, I whine about shit. I'm like, man, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, we know better than everybody. Us yogis know better than everybody.
And that's taking me away from being great. Because at the end of the day, have you ever seen Harry Potter?
Yeah.
No, never. What's that?
Okay, well, this is like this fictional witchery of goodness, right?
Yeah.
Witchery. And I love Harry Potter, not because of the plot itself, but because of the imagination. Like, man, they're flying on a broom, or you see this cloud of dust and you're like, someone's talking through this cloud of dust. And I'm thinking, we are made out of dust. And I'm like, if we're made out of dust and we're divine, then why do we get into a headspace that we are less than that based on somebody else's perception?
Yeah.
And for me, I have literally been conditioned. I used to be conditioned, because now I'm in this journey of unraveling. Conditioned with people's opinions about me. To where I'm at home and I'm like, what? I must really be like this because this is my action. But this was my action for the moment. Right now, I'm at peace. I'm at ease. So it's easy to have a conversation. It's easy to receive something from me versus I'm in a situation where I have to put on my armor. We put on our armor every day. We even put on our armor against ourselves.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, that's all part of what you were talking about before and being distracted. It's just the distractions and the labels, it's that's how we don't remember. And I really like what you're also pointing to, and it reminded me of the Bhagavad Gita with I'm a big Gita fan, but when you were saying like God commands us to be great, the congruent lesson in the Gita is that Krishna tells Arjuna, because Arjuna, so listeners, if you haven't read or the Bhagavad Gita, or you don't know the Bhagavad Gita, I'm not going to explain it all to you right now, so just go look it up. But this dude, Arjuna, he is, he's like the good guy and
the warrior,
and he's meant to rid the world of evil, and because there's these evil guys ruling the land and like being super mean to everybody. This is a terrible abridged version of the Gita.
Yeah.
But anyway, but he doesn't end up doing anything. He kind of sits around. He's like, I don't know if I should, because I'm not supposed to be violent, and I'm related to some of those evil people, so maybe I should just be respecting my elders, or I don't know. And his attention is all not on who he is. His attention is on the labels and the thinking about stuff and making it complicated. So Krishna comes in, and Krishna's like the godlike figure in this story, comes in and goes, you're wasting time. Like, you were not put into existence to sit there and twiddle your thumbs and wonder. You were put into existence to be a warrior. And it's, I love what you said, Nana, too, because being great sometimes occurs as like soft and like easy and like, you know, just chilling all quiet. And sometimes being great is loud. Sometimes being great is activism.
Messy.
Sometimes being great is messy. And yet it's acting with like energy from our center, from the inside out, instead of the other way around.
Right. And that's something that, man, it took me so many years to really get. And so I tell my students, I'm like, hey, you are amazing. I don't care what your people tell you when they're having a bad day and they projecting it on you. You are amazing. And, you know, I have them to repeat these affirmations, so when they get to a dark space, they can remember those words of that feeling of, I'm amazing, I'm great, I'm all of those things, right? I'm not the labels of the bullshit, right? But you need the bullshit. You need the bullshit to... Like, I've never had a baby before, but I can just only imagine just walking around heavy 9 months, got all of that in you, and then you got to push that shit out. Excuse me, mamas.
I love that. You do. We need, it's weird. We were like, get rid of the labels, but also at the same time, we need labels.
Yeah.
You need the labels too, so you can be able to acknowledge it. You're like, wait a minute, that's a label. That's an experience that for here for a moment. But it's not me. So when I think about that baby coming out, I'm like, oh my gosh, the labor, the pain. You know, you want to cuss everybody out. And when I think about that, I'm like, oh man. So think about when you had a horrible day and you have all of that stress, because our emotions are trapped in our body. And so when people get on a mat and they really just wring it out, you're literally getting it off of you. It's like you're literally like pushing out that baby so you can feel a sense of relief. And I think that's why it's so important to know how to relieve yourself from all of that bullshit. Not saying having a baby is bullshit, but I'm just thinking
metaphors.
Just thinking about like the pain of it all. I'm thinking about how uncomfortable it is.
Yeah.
You know, for the last 3 weeks I've been walking around uncomfortable. I literally I've been like practicing yoga like bullshitty way, you know, like okay, I'm done. Let me sign off because I wasn't ready to ring it out, you know? Mm. Now I'm ready. So you have to get to a space where, you know what? Now I'm ready.
Yeah.
And the only way you know when you're ready is when you're fucking tired, when you just can't anymore, right? And so those experiences, those bad experiences are needed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are needed to kick you in the butt or kick you, or those labor pains. To get you to get it all out.
Well, you put... Oh.
No, you go first.
Okay. I was just going to say that I like what you said, Nana, because you brought up two really good points. And one of them is that it's a practice. Like, yeah. there's a certain level of work and in action that's required in order to remember, you know, who I am, which is, again, another paradox. It's like, I should know who I am, but, like, I also takes work for me to know who I am.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And then the other one is that it doesn't always look the same. And 100%, mm-hmm. you're never going to be at 100% all of the time. Sometimes it's 10%, sometimes it's 20%, sometimes it's 1%, sometimes it's 99.999999999%.
Mm. You'll never be at 100% unless you're dead. And that means you're not worrying about shit. You're at peace. I mean, that's the reality of it.
Yeah.
Because I've gotten to a place where I was thinking to myself, man, I want to go shopping, but why? I really don't need anything. Or I'm like, man, I want to buy another pen. I have this thing about pens. But I'm like, no, I don't really feel like doing that. There's nothing anymore that's bringing me that satisfaction of content. The only thing that brings me satisfaction of content when I am still.
With what?
When I'm still, when I'm in stillness.
Oh, when you're in stillness, got it.
Because when I'm in stillness, then I'm able to go in.
Yeah.
And then I'm able to just be at ease with me. Yeah. And then when I have to come out, that's when it's like, oh, okay.
You know, and in all the rememberings of who we are and the practice of remembering who we are, what I've noticed in the 7 to 8 short years I've done yoga, I've kind of lost track, 8 years, maybe 7.5, is that even though there's always going to be ups and downs, and like you said, Nana, like big emotions where like suddenly we'll realize I'm tired of holding this emotion, I need to let it go. What we start to notice over time is that since the center is always the same, since we always return to ourselves, it gets easier and easier over time to do that work. Mm-hmm. And it starts to sink in that, like, there's no such thing as I can, or I'm not ready, or I'm not good enough. It's just always, I'm ready now. I am great. I am good. And when the human brain forgets that, then the divine being can kick in and be like, hey, remember me. Come back to yoga.
Hello.
Right. And that's when you begin to feel uncomfortable in your body, because your body knows everything, right?
Totally.
And so you're feeling tight. You're like, man, why can't I get relaxed? Why taking a glass of wine is not doing it for me anymore, you know, or anything else? Because it's time to get back to you.
Yeah.
Right. And so the only way is to, if it's journaling, if it's walking, working out, being on your mat, just something that brings you back to you, because nobody, and that what blew my mind. I'm like, man, I think I'm supposed to be married by now. I'm supposed to have kids right now. And I had to kind of take a pump break on a situation. And I'm like, man, you know what I need right now? I said, I need me. That's what I need right now.
Yep.
I need more of me and less of expectations, less of the expectations I was putting on myself, less of friends' expectations and job expectations. But I need to be to me, because once you're in your center, shit, nothing fazes you. You're just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
No problem.
You know what? One last thing I would love to say, which is really inspiring about what you're saying, Nana, and it's impacting me a lot, is that in the work of doing, like, remembering myself, I need more of me to get to my stillness. Is when I remember who I am by forgetting who I'm not, I can then do that for other people, and I can forget who other people are not. Stop labeling them. Stop bashing on them or having some grudge or something like that, and I can remember who they are, treat them from that, and open up any doors that need to be open for them, you know, because I did my own work first.
Right. And so when you're doing the work and you look at people, then you give them grace. Mm-hmm. And you be like, you know what, because you're not in that space yet, I give you grace. But I know for me and my peace of mind, I need to move somewhere else. I need to be in another area.
Yeah.
Just because you got to protect you. That is so important. You have to protect you. And I've spent so many years not protecting me.
Mm.
The type of relationship you want, the type of job, whatever you want, it starts with you, how you treat you. And man, I've been fucking treating myself shitty.
Mm.
You know, I've been doing all of this for everybody, being this for everybody. And I'm like, well, how are you being for you?
Yeah. And what I hear is there's also like a distinction. Remember how earlier you were mentioning your armor, like we put on armor every day and that stuff.
Yeah. But
there's a difference between armor and this like loving protection. And then the loving protection, I kind of see it's like if you find like a baby bird on the ground and you put it in your hands and then, you know, I don't know, it's like raining and thundering and lightning. So you don't want the bird to get hurt more. It's not a good analogy, but I'm just imagining holding something really precious in my hands and taking care of it, which is really different than armor and like I'm against you and you're wrong. Yeah,
because you're precious, I'm precious, and so because I'm precious and you know you're precious, it's one of the things. We're delicate creatures. We're so delicate. Think about it. Have you ever gone somewhere and you just saw somebody just crying, like just bawling, and you're just looking and you're just like, oh man, what can I do to help that person? And then when they begin to talk, and you also start shedding a tear because you're feeling that energy, right? And so when I think about how we feel people's energy, we're fucking powerful. And because we're powerful, think about an outlet. You can't expose an outlet, right? You have to cover it and protect it. And that's how I'm doing. That's the work that I'm in now, just protecting that energy.
Yeah, you know? It's so cool. You
Treating
said
myself
we're
delicate.
You said we're. It was so cool just now. You were like, you're fucking powerful and delicate.
Another paradox.
So cool. I love that.
Yeah, I like that because insensitivity and I don't know, vulnerability and delicateness. There's power.
Yeah.
Right. There is.
Yeah. It takes courage to surrender.
Power. Yeah.
And the first step is acknowledging. Mm-hmm. You have to be real with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be like, yeah, I know I'm shitty, but why am I shitty? Oh, okay, I'm shitty because A, B, C, D. Okay, so because of A, B, C, D, now I gotta do some forgiveness.
Yeah. Baron Baptiste calls that repentance. He says that repentance is step one in the 40 Days Personal Resolution Program. And at first when I read that, I was like, what? No, I don't want to feel sorry. Nuh-uh. I didn't like the word repentance. But as it's described, it's like what you said, Nana, is like, you remember, I'll sit there and realize, oh, it's actually my responsibility that I have had something happen that is like affecting me negatively right now. And so by repenting, I let go of blaming myself for it, forgive myself for it, and then ask for grace and move on.
Yeah. And, you know, there's no script on how it looks like. Like, I'm a Lifetime fan. Oh, I love Lifetime movies. Oh, my God.
I thought you meant, like, you're a fan of being alive. I was like, me too.
No, I love Lifetime movies, right? And also, I used to think that my life was scripted like that too, just because I had watched so much of it, right? And that's not the truth. Today, I had to, sometimes I play this game where I'm like, I'm going to get $100 today. I don't know where it's going to come from, but I'm going to get it. And I get it.
Dang.
Your words are powerful.
Will you do that for me?
No, but it's one of those things where, because we're powerful and we have this amazing energy, our words activate how we want our environment to be, our words. So if I'm sitting here, I'm like, oh, I'm dumb and I'm stupid and I'll never be blah, 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 then that's what I'm going to attract.
Yep.
That's what's going to be around me. That's what I'm going to. That's what my energy is going to recognize.
It's like your words. It's like your words are confirming who you are not.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I have to sometimes pay attention to. I'm like, okay, I have a thought. I'm like, man, this is a phallus. I know the truth. I said, I gotta, and that's when I was like, man, I have to really tap into me,
Nana. We got to wrap up the show, and I want to ask, only if you want to provide it, if you know any jokes.
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay,
I have a joke.
I thought so.
And this is a good joke, too. Hold on.
You've told me. So listeners, just so you know, Nana has told me an equal amount of good jokes and bad jokes. But here's the thing is even if the bad jokes are bad, I actually love a good bad joke because it's like hilarious how a person could think that's funny.
Okay. So what does a deaf gynecologist do?
A deaf gynecologist?
What? Do.
I don't know.
What does a deaf gynecologist do?
I don't know.
Read lips.
See, Nana, you're laughing so loud that Zoom is like dampened your laugh.
You can barely hear.
I love it. I love it.
Yes.
That was good. That got me.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it.
Ooh, man. Yes. Listeners, it's been a blessing
real
to have Nana on the show today. I would love to have you on back sometime because you are just a gem to talk to. And I know that people listening got so much out of what you had to say. So we really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I was very honored. And I'm like, who, me? And I'm like, oh, why not me? I always got something to say.
You know, and so before we got on, Nana goes, can I cuss? And I was like, yeah, we're rated explicit. And I, just by the way, also, I like cursing is like peppered to my sentences too. I don't mind it at all. Yeah, this is probably by far the most cursing that's been on the show. So when the episode releases, I'm actually going to put like a disclaimer at the beginning just in case. Because usually we only say like once or twice like shit or something like that. But I'll definitely, in case someone has their kids in the car and they're like uptight about that stuff, so.
Okay, listeners, I don't want to apologize.
No, don't.
Listen, it's expression. This is an expressive outlet.
We're adults.
Yes. We're rated explicit too.
And think about how many times you apologize for shit. Yeah. Why am I apologizing? Yeah. I didn't do anything. Yeah. I didn't punch you in the belly. I didn't slap you.
Punch you in the belly.
So, yeah.
I punched her in the belly.
Well, guys, one day in the future, I'm sure we'll get to take a class of Nana's, not an eighth grade science class, a yoga class. Because as a certified yoga teacher, I hope one day to take your yoga stylings. And whenever that happens, we'll be sure to let our listeners know so we can all
catch.
But for now, go be a patron of the show so that we can keep doing things like this. It really helps me and Maria out because we love getting folks like Nana, like all the other people we've had on the show, to get into your ears and just help everyone have a better day and a better life. Anything else, Maria?
Yes. Go find yourselves, listeners. And thank you for listening.
Yes.
And thank you, Nana, for being here. I'm so happy we finally made this work out.
Thank you.
And with that, we're going to end the show. Everyone say bye. Bye.
Bye.
BYO Blanket is a production of The Light Generation.
The BYO Blanket jingle was composed and produced by Studio Sassafras Music in Houston, Texas.
And the vocals are by Jessica Zoller. Thanks for listening.